Join the conversation as we continue to talk about things that matter to you. David Dickens, then, who's the CEO of Direct Marketing Association of South Africa, joins you this morning to celebrate with us the 15th of March, which is World Consumer Rights Day. David, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abongile. It's a pleasure to be on the show, and good morning to your listeners.
We call it the World Consumer Rights Day, but what is the significance of World Consumer Rights Day for consumers and businesses?
Well, Abongile, it's quite an important day in the calendar for the DMA because we're in the digital space and the consumer is at the heart of what we do. But in short, what it means for us is treating consumers fairly, educating consumers and business so that all parties can play fair in the market space and everybody gets a good deal. Well, in utopia, yes, but it's hard work in reality. So it's work every day at the office in getting this right.
And if we talk about the DMASA, does the DMASA take consumer rights or consumer complaints relating to consumer rights? If so, what are the other bodies and regulators they're working with?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at South Africa, we have such wonderful pieces of legislation. And the bodies that are, you know, key in this issue is the NCC, the National Consumer Commission, because they oversee the Consumer Protection Act. Now, the DMA, we fit in as an NPO. We are founded by business, and we're here to professionalize this industry. Well, back in the day, if you can remember, SMS and email was kind of an ugly stepsister to marketing, and that ugly word spam came about. So businesses have acted responsibly in putting together the DMA and to putting out stringent sets of codes that will ensure that consumers are treated fairly by business. And we've also gone on to working with the Info Regulator's Office. Now, the Info Regulator is a government office that oversees the POPIA Act. And the POPIA Act is the Protection of Personal Information Act. So these two heads of state is who we work very closely with. And we join hands in educating and setting the activities of business so that there is fair impact in the marketplace, there's practice for privacy for consumers, and there's fair disclosure and responsible marketing that takes place.
But in my understanding then, David, is that, you know, with consumers and having their rights being infringed upon, it is they should be able to contact bodies such as you.
Yeah, that's right. So what can we do to assist? We've set up a complaints hotline, which is linked to a complaints department, where we take complaints from consumers who have been affected by digital marketers, whether SMS landed and you're not happy with it, or somebody popped an email in your inbox, or call center agent called you and you have some grievance. So what we do is we work with the NCC. We've set up a protocol. We've signed an actually working document with the National Consumer Commission to actually have a seven-step process in which we hold the consumer's hand and we bring the business that is the party that's aggrieved the consumer, and we make sure that they find a space where they are happy with the treatment and the law and processes have been obeyed. So you call the DMA to complain as a consumer. Our numbers are out there at 861-362-362, or you go to our DMA website, www.dmasa.org. But just to expound on that, DMA has been really forward-thinking. Since 2006, we've built something called the DNC, and we're urging consumers. The DNC, what is this? The Do Not Contact a web platform. If you get onto our website, you'll see a hand there that says, opt me out, do not contact. And it's key for the consumer to go there, put your details on that, and 400 of our businesses, for every marketing event they go on, they will clean their marketing list and ensure that your name is not on the list or in certain criteria within the marketplace, and you will not be bombarded with as many SMSs. So yes, we help resolve the issues for consumers as well as opt them out, on a national opt-out platform that we've set up.
David, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you and to you listening at home. Be part of the conversation. David Dickens, CEO of the Direct Marketing Association of South Africa.